Welcome to the Kingdom of Douglas, where the days go by all the same. Our kingdom sits on an island called Saik, squished between the ocean's fingers and splattered with restaurants, recreation, culture, classrooms, forests, and fire halls. As we zoom in, we find a tall tower rising from a great geodesic castle, positioned on the highest street in the kingdom, Sixth Street. Here, inside the tower, lives the prince. As the days go by, Prince Rose Lupin watches the world from his window. He smells the tide come in and out. He listens as wolves sprint low and high. He sees kids run down and up. The prince is locked inside his bedroom.
Let's play hockey.
I want to go swimming.
Let's hit the gritty.
Hey, how about slip and slide?
Yeah, I'll bring the soap.
I want to slide on my butt.
I'm not good enough to try that.
Rose Lupin, come play with us.
There are many reasons why the queen keeps Rose Lupin locked in a room at the top of her castle, at the bottom of a hill on the edge of the Tongass, at the base of the mountains overlooking Anakhya Andaganye, right smack in the middle of the kingdom. I don't know her life story or how she became a single parent, but these things, exacerbated by screen time, have made her afraid. The world outside is changing fast. To her credit, the queen provides the prince with engaging twin au pairs, Denali and McKinley.
Good morning, Rose Lupin.
Good morning, Prince.
Denali, McKinley, where have you been?
We've been caught in a historical...
mix-up.
A political scandal.
An identity crisis, so to speak, originating far beyond the confines of the kingdom, in a remote region called Washington, D.C.
I've read about D.C. They have monuments, museums, and a king. I want to go there. Really? I just want to go somewhere besides my room.
The world is so confusing, right, McKinley?
Yes, Denali. Sometimes out there, you even forget your own name.
Come, we've prepared your organic oatmeal, sir.
And here's your jello.
Ugh, can I just have a donut?
Announcing Her Majesty.
The Queen!
Oh, my. Dear Prince, look at you. You're growing right out of that nightshirt. Fetch me a new one.
They're called pajamas. Mother, PJs. It's not a nightshirt. Mother, I want to be outside.
You're secure in this room, surrounded by oatmeal, your ukulele, and your books.
I don't want to read. I want to slip and slide. I want to go to D.C. I want to hit the gritty. I want to see a real Saik wolf.
Oh, my. The world is too wild for the likes of you. McKinley, Denali, see to it that all remains in order here. Ensure the prince is fed, educated, and bolted in.
Yes, ma'am.
Of course.
May your dreams shake with jello, Rose Lupin.
While the queen may seem two-dimensional and unkind, she has some legitimate fears. She's afraid of mean people, the influence of illegal drugs, insurrectionists, breeze-in strawberry-glazed donuts, and the deep, dark, delightful Tongass. Mostly she's afraid of losing the prince, which often happens as children grow up. But it wouldn't hurt her to set down that cell phone now and then. And so the days went by. All the same, Prince Rose Lupin woke up. He ate jello and all things organic. He played the ukulele and went to bed. And so, the days went by, all the same. Prince Rose Lupin woke up. He ate Jell-O and all things organic. He played the ukulele. And went to bed. And so the days went by, all the same. Prince Rose Lupin woke up. He ate Jell-O and all things organic. He played the ukulele and went to bed. Until on the eve of his 9th birthday, OMG, that was a pack of wolves, real live wolves.
Good morning, Prince. What is this sitting outside your door?
A crate?
A trunk?
Cool. A chest.
With your name spelled out in gold nuggets across the top.
Announcing Her Majesty.
The Queen.
Oh my, a surprise for me. Prince, what does that itsy bitsy note say taped to the top?
For Rose Lupin.
Your reading is a clear nod to the benefits of homeschooling.
Ma'am, it is his birthday today.
Oh, of course, of course. My Zoom meetings have left me rather dizzied. Happy birthday, my precious. Fetch the chest for the prince. It shall be opened immediately.
Whoa.
Silver.
Yarn?
Silver yarn.
Yeah, it's silver, and underneath there's green and brown and whoa. These colors are alive, like moss and rocks and spruce.
It's a forest.
A regular tongass in a chest.
I prefer the silver yarn.
Silver, I have read, is a symbol of grace and purity.
And reflection. Silver represents a mirror to the soul.
Cool.
Yes. Very cool. Silver yarn and a shiny new pair of needles. Rose Lupin, now you can knit me a scarf for the Rotary Ball. While it won't be silk like Queen Elizabeth's, it will match my sequined gown perfectly.
That night, as the stars opened their eyes, Rose Lupin sat alone in his room. He stared at the chest with his name on it. He put his hand on his heart. He took the new needles in his hands. And then he began to knit. And as he knit, he felt a little stir inside. A little mischievous, magical shift. Before the sun's rays first hit Sandy Beach, Rose Lupin held up a silver wolf suit. And then he put it on. And as he did, the silver wolf began to grow.
And grow, and grow, and grow, and grow,
and grow, and really grow.
If the world's too wild for the likes of me, a big silver wolf I'd rather be.
Just as the poem left his wolfy lips, the silver wolf burst out of his room at the top of the house, at the bottom of the hill, on the edge of the Tongass, at the base of the mountains overlooking Anakhya Andaganye, also known as Sandy Beach, right smack in the middle of the kingdom. He landed atop the Treadwell pump house and took a big sniff of the tide.
Rose Lupus, come play with us.
It feels so cool to leap so free, surrounded by a pack who plays with me.
Let's go into the forest.
Over Mount Troll.
Down Eagle Crest.
Through the pub.
Aboard a sailboat.
Inside the mine shafts.
Under the library.
Around and around the roundabout.
Hey, let's play slip and slide.
I stare into the channel, and what do I spy? A smiling silver wolf with a twinkle in his eye.
Oh, I wish you could see this. When the sun's rays first hit Sandy Beach, the Douglas villagers got up from their iPads and iPhones and iPad Pros and iPad phones and iMaxes and IMAX Pros and Xboxes and stood agog.
The
Parisian has been robbed of donuts
and gummy bears.
Check out the pub. The doors have been like, whoa, ripped apart.
Look at the library. It's empty. All the books are gone.
There are huge prints all over the fire truck.
Someone had fun with the hose.
Dope.
There's paw prints along Sandy Beach.
The Douglas Cafe has been perfectly raided.
Jalapenos are scattered everywhere.
Our docks have sunk.
Look! The Queen's great geodesic castle is smashed.
The tall tower has been torn apart.
Prince Rose Lupin has, left.
He's no longer locked in a room at the top of her castle at the bottom of the hill on the edge of the Tagus at the base of the mountains overlooking Anakya Andaganye right smack in the middle of the kingdom.
Whoa. Rose Lupin is, out here with us. Check it out. A young man of the people.
Up there, a huge silver wolf on Fifth Street.
He's hitting the gritty.
Yes, yes, yes! That wolf ate the prince!
I think he just ate a donut.
He devoured the prince! All evidence points towards this accusation. The silver Saik wolf ate the prince!
That's right! And he's coming back for our kids and for us!
It is our duty to inform the queen.
No way, not my job.
Don't look at me!
While the villagers argued about villager things like accountability and communication, the queen, as she did every morning, approached Rose Lupin's door.
Rose Lupin, Prince, Denali McKinley, where is my son?
Your Majesty, there's been a mix-up.
What say you, Denali?
Ma'am, I stand beside McKinley. There's been a mix-up.
We saw a big silver wolf leap from the castle tower into the Tongass.
We fear it...
Go on.
Has captured the prince.
Oh, fetch my flock. Pull patrons from Louis. Let Levi the postmaster know. Alert audiences in the arena and the Indian Association and the students from Saik School. Don't forget about those Montessori parents. Now!
Come on! Come all to the Perseverance main stage!
Our queen will speak.
Oh, man.
I can't believe this entire town is asking. What are we going to do with the kids?
My kingdom, it appears there has been a mix-up in our royal household. We gather this day to ensure the prince and the people are well served and that my decrees are carried out with diligence. We must secure our borders and ensure the prince is safe. Elderly villager, you may approach. I order you, approach.
We think, Your Dear Majesty, Rose Lupin has been eaten by that silver wolf.
What?
Yes.
No.
Yup.
Oh, my.
Oh.
Why stand you so idle? We cannot let nature run wild. My prince and your children must be safe.
Oh, yes.
The wolf appears hungry. Let us fill the wolf up with food before it eats the lot of us. Feed the wolf! Disperse!
Feed the wolf!
I'll place grilled cheese along 3rd Street.
I'll set some ice cream at Blueberry Hill.
I'm dropping quesadillas at Lucky Me.
Here's trail mix for the boat launch.
Douglas and North Douglas.
With homemade coconut balls.
Dope!
I think wolves love donuts.
Strawberry donuts. Mm.
Glazed strawberry donuts.
As the villagers set to work, the wolf pack, tired from their wolfy fun, disappeared to their dens, while the ravenous Rose Lupin devoured the delights.
These treats around Douglas are hitting the mark, but I'm getting tired and it's growing dark. Oh. Tomorrow I'll wake up and find my pack again. Tonight, warm by silver, I'll sleep in a cozy den.
As the sun sagged behind the summits lining Saik, Rose Lupin, or shall we say, Rose Lupus, walked deep into the woods. But as he walked, the strangest thing happened. The farther he went, the taller the trees seemed to be. He turned this way and that as the tongass rose above him. Yes, the trees began to grow around him.
And grow, and grow, and grow, and grow, and grow, and grow.
And really grow.
Until the deep, dark, delightful tongass swallowed him whole. When the sun's rays first hit Sandy Beach, the silver Saik wolf was nowhere in sight.
Announcing Her Majesty!
The Queen!
My Queen, we have digestible news!
The silver Saik wolf is gone! He's disappeared into the forest!
We must have stuffed him full. And our prince?
No sign of him, ma'am!
Unless he's changed his identity?
Ridiculous, Denali. It takes a lot of paperwork to change a name. I demand a necklace made from the wolf's teeth. I order you, bring me his teeth.
Find the wolf! Bring the teeth!
Shall we look for your son as well?
Disperse the villagers, fetch the teeth, find the prince.
As you can imagine, the villagers were tired from their food work the previous day. They were so comfortably settled in with their iPads and iPhones and iPad Pros and iPad phones and iMaxes and iMax phones and iEverythings, they no longer stood agog. In fact, they lay on the couch like a log. They sent their children to search for the wolf.
Over here, by the playground, coconut
and a gummy bear.
Hey, I see donut crumbs.
There's a string by this trail. It's caught in a branch.
It's silver.
Silver yarn? It winds through the trees and over the streams. Weird.
Let's follow it. Where are we going?
Wait for me.
I think we should stick together.
Let's hold hands.
And so the friends followed the string deeper.
And deeper. And deeper. And deeper.
And deeper. And deeper. And even deeper.
Into the woods.
Whoa, under here. It's Prince Rose Lupin, curled up under the spruce tree.
Shh, that single piece of yarn is wrapped around his heart.
Our prince is safe.
I saw him first.
It was my idea.
We gotta tell the queen.
No way, she's scary.
It's our duty.
Don't look at me.
Together on three. 1, 2, 3. Rose Lupin is asleep in a tongass tree well.
As you can probably guess, Prince Rose Lupin wasn't as excited as the villagers or the queen to be home. He'd traversed the Tongass. He'd hit the gritty. He'd digested donuts. And he discovered how good it feels to grow up.
Announcing Her Majesty.
The Queen!
Mom, what in the heck happened to our house?
The Queen has built a bigger, greater geodesic home.
And a taller tower.
But where's my old room looking
I secured finer architects from across the channel.
Over here, Prince, by the window. She added a potted plant.
After you were found, I Googled the importance of the forest. And thus, the plant shall be named Tongass.
The plant shall be named Tongass!
The Tongass held you safe and secure, protecting you from the silver Saik wolf.
What's up, Tongass? But Mom, I really want to...
Shh! Growing old is so dangerous, my dear.
And Rose Lupin looked out. He smelled the tide come in. He listens to the wolves. And he watched the kids.
Let's play hockey.
I want to go swimming.
Hey, how about the slip and slide?
I'll bring the soap.
I want to slide on my butt.
I'm not good enough for that yet. Rose Lupus, come hang out with us.
Rose Lupus. Enough silliness. Here, your au pairs have found you a new book.
The Biology of Tardigrades. Mom, I don't want another book.
The kids sent it. We ran into them during library hour.
Huh. Cool. Tardigrades.
They're often misunderstood.
And they're called different names, like moss piglet.
Or water bear.
They live in water from oceans to tiny drops of water on plants.
They're indestructible.
Listen to this. They grow to about the size of the period at the end of the sentence. And they can live for 100 years. Cool.
Oh my. Can you imagine? To be queen for 100 years? I'd outshine Elizabeth. Look. See here. In the itsy bitsy drops on the leaves. Yes. There's probably a whole kingdom living right there on Tongass, awaiting a fearless leader.
The three of them stared at the queen. Let me assure you, they stared at the queen. It was the first time they'd seen her study anything besides her cell phone, and of course her son. And very cautiously, and very carefully, she caressed a leaf. As quickly as the moment happened.
This Tongass conversation is enticing, but I must attend to this call. Rose Lupin, when you're tired of reading, perhaps you'll have time to knit me that scarf now in emerald green.
And so the days went by, a little bit differently. Rose Lupin woke up. He ate Jell-O and all things organic. He played the ukulele.
I read my tardigrade book.
And he went to bed. Until one night, he set down the book. He touched Tongass, his plant. He opened the chest and dug to the bottom, where he found emerald green yarn. And then he put his hand on his heart. He picked up his shiny needles and began to knit.
And knit, and knit, and knit,
and knit,
and knit.
And as he did, he felt a larger stir inside. A larger, mischievous, magical shift.
Announcing Her Majesty.
The Queen!
Good morning, Prince. Goodness, you are growing right out of that nightshirt.
Actually, Mom, I've knit you a surprise. A tardigrade's nightshirt, as green as your eyes.
Wonderful! And so clever, your little poem. Oh my, I see. You knit me a tardigrade's costume. How original.
They live on moss, microscopic and green. You'll be dressed as a forest, a sight to be seen.
Such in-depth biology and literary research. It shall work perfectly for the upcoming chamber Halloween party.
Please put it on. Let's see how you look. It's inspired by Tongus and my tardigrade's book.
Just as the poem left his princely lips, Rose Lupin helped his mother into the tardigrade suit. And as he did, the queen began to grow smaller.
And smaller. And smaller. And smaller.
And smaller.
Like really, really, really small.
And thus, Queen Tardigrade landed on the leaf of the plant, in the pot on the ledge, in the tower, at the top of a castle, on the hill, at the edge of the forest, at the base of the mountains overlooking Anachia Andaganye.
Rose Lupin?
Prince!
Here's his book, but where did he go?
Denali, come over here to the window. Look, he's outside.
He's slipping and sliding with friends.
Hitting the gritty.
And devouring donuts.
Strawberry glazed donuts. Denali, I've been thinking about our name mix-up.
Whatever do you mean, McKinley?
My name, McKinley, has never quite felt right. It never really fit me. But your name, Denali, is...
It is a great one, yes. Well, maybe the queen could help.
I wonder where our queen is.
She's been acting a bit surprising lately.
Let's water Tongus. It seems very important to her.
A regular little kingdom, as our queen would say.
I think when the prince comes back for dinner, he'll enjoy the deep, dark, delightful Tongus in his room.
Agreed. Let's make him some grilled cheese.
Yum!
Hurry!